Chairman, just a couple of quick points. I think you are right when you talk about the appropriate breadth of skills that this board has got. I think few of us would remember the BHP board back in the 1990s when they had no miners on the board and they lost about $10 billion. Probably was one of the worst examples of a company not having a board that had appropriate industry-related skills. And I think if you do look at the backgrounds of the 11 men who are lined up for this board, it is very strong in terms of resources, constructions, and the mix is right. And you are correct about that. However, I too would like to speak against the election of Mr. Mansell. And I do note that in his CV and his background, he is actually a perfect director for us. He's the only lawyer on the board. And we do need one lawyer on the board, so you'll need to find another lawyer if he does go. And his background did include resources law. So that makes him appropriate. But the issue here is obviously his workload. And what you haven't disclosed in the notice of meeting is that Mr. Mansell has an additional three directorships on top of his five public companies, one being Nystar, the smelting business that we spun off. The other one is he's chairman of Ferngrove, a very big winery business in WA, and he's also chairman of Western Power, which is the utility in WA currently dealing with the gas crisis. So this guy literally is the busiest man in corporate Australia. And I personally have experienced what the first speaker spoke about West Australian newspapers. I ran for the board twice in the last year. And each time, Mr. Mansell said, we've only got four directors, which was the smallest board in the top 100, and there are no vacancies. There's no room for anyone else. We only want four. And the second time round, there were 11 other people asking to get on the board, same number as we're going to have on this board, and still he said, no, there's no vacancy for anyone. So the hypocrisy of him then coming on this board and say, we can double it overnight, no worries at all, is quite breathtaking. And I think that for those reasons, we should vote against him. He's overcommitted, and I think there's the basic conflict of the related party transactions with Nystar. We are doing hundreds of millions of dollars a year of business with Nystar, and Peter is a common director. I mean, he needs to make a decision. Is it Nystar or is it Zinifex? And he needs to get his overall portfolio of directorships down. He can stay on Zinifex if he gets rid of two or three other ones, but I do not think it's fair on the shareholders and stakeholders in all of his companies that he remains the busiest man in corporate Australia.
Thank you, Stephen. I can't speak for Western Australian newspapers, and I think I've answered you on behalf of Oz Minerals. We will make the judgments as we see fit that suits Oz Minerals best.